set, go.
All right, we are calling to order the Civil Service Commission meeting for the City of Chula Vista, Wednesday, May 8th, 5:15 p.m. This is Commissioner Chair Corey Fish. Let's first call the roll. Commissioner Carbuccia?
Here.
Commissioner Strong is absent. Vice Chair Nunez?
Here.
And I am, of course, here, so we have a quorum here. Public comments, nobody here for public comments, so we will go to the first action item. 4.1, approval of March 14th special meeting minutes with a recommended action to approve the minutes. Any comments from the board?
These were the clarifications, Tanya, that allowed us to say that Corey was the chair, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Quickly.
And we have a second. Can we?
Would you like to do item 4.3 before my presentation? On board?
No, I think we're into another meeting.
No. Yeah, we can do 4.2 now. So let's finish 4.1. So we have a motion, we have a second. Can we have a vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. 4.2, presentation from Deputy City Manager Corey Chase.
Thank you.
On keeping Chula Vista safe, clean, well maintained, a status P update. So presentation time, go ahead.
Thank you. Olivia Smith, Courtney Chase, Deputy City Manager. Thank you all for having me here today.
Oh, we've never seen you before.
So this is one of the things I've been working on since I got to hand over HR to Tanya, which I am so happy about. I'm excited for her. All right, so what we've been spending Measure P funds on, one of the main areas is city infrastructure projects. So one of them being Roar Park, and different parks throughout the city, but Roar Park we put a lot of money into, the 6-acre park, resurfacing basketball courts and different and fields throughout the city. We spent a lot of money on residential street rehab and repair. So we have different funding sources for the major arterials, but for street repairs and residential areas, there isn't a true funding source that the city has for CIP for those improvements. So when Measure P started, there was a pavement index that goes from 0 to 100. We looked at trying to get to the 0 to 25 rated streets. So those are the most expensive to fix because you are completely redoing them, as opposed to like the chip seal cover, different things that are available for streets. And we've actually been able to make it up to those with PCIs of 0 to 33 during the tenure of this measure. And then we've also done things like upgrade the city's network. The best way to describe to me as a simple HR person from our IT director is now we can see when people are knocking on the window trying to get in. But that was a good visual. So and we have actually seen people trying to knock on our window since we've updated it and prevented it. Yeah, prevented it from happening.
Even from hacking type.
Is that what you're talking about? Next slide. Like we talked drainage, also sidewalks. We've did a sidewalk study a number of years ago, and what we've been able to do is either replace or, as you can see in the photos, cut down a number of sidewalks when they're raised. This has two benefits. One, it's safer for, obviously, for the public and everything they do, but it also reduces the liability of the city for those trip hazards that exist when those things happen. We've also, with traffic signals, we've been able to make modifications and upgrades to improve visibility and protected turn. The other things we've done is we've actually relocated two fire stations. So we had some stations that were very old and outdated that needed to be redone, but we actually, our fire department, with the data they had, researched where calls for services were, where response times were, and actually moved two fire locations to decrease the, we rebuilt, and it has actually decreased the response times where those stations, that's the word, served. We also have spent money upgrading our 911 dispatch center. So we put $1.4 million in the new computer aid dispatch system and different technologies within the city. And then another big chunk of what we spent is at One Loma Verde. So we had a number of areas that we wanted to work on or things we wanted to address. But when it came to Loma Verde, it was supposed to be just kind of a rehab project of the current, of the old facility, but in fact we ended up scraping it and completely rebuilding it. And if you haven't been there, it is absolutely gorgeous. There's an Olympic-sized pool, there is a warm therapeutics pool, there is a kid's splash pad, you can do archery, you can make clay, there's a kiln, there's everything there. It's fantastic.
Wow.
And then the other things we've done, so Library Civic Center, we did the roof and the restrooms. We really haven't done anything else to that building. So there's a number of assets that we still need to do more to, but we really tried to do the things like the roof and the things that would prevent leaking and different things that were happening to, you know, pretty much save the buildings underneath. These things are out there. If you go on our Measure P webpage, you will see a lot of different maps. This one, you will see the different community facilities we've worked on through Measure P dollars. Next. The parks, fields, and courts. Next. Energy and water improvements. Next. public safety facilities. This is hard to see on there, but when you look at it, different storm drains in the corrugated metal pipe that we've worked on, the different streets we've done rehab to throughout the tenure of this, and then this one, when it first came up on my computer, I thought it was wrong.
Wow.
But it was, those are the 6,000, it's like 6,000 we've done. And so, yeah.
Older streets.
Yep, older streets. So when the Measure P first went out to the community, it was expected to raise $165 million, and we're now projecting about $245 million. So with that, we've been able to take on other projects, and that's where you see us doing more pavement, Loma Verde, other things that have come up. And when this was first passed, we actually bonded $70 million out of the gate to really start those essential infrastructure projects that we knew needed to be done. So that is being would be paid back by the end of this 10-year term. With it comes the Measure P Citizen Oversight Committee, so that is the group that reviews what we're spending and says if it's in conformance with the Measure P spending plan. It is made up of five at-large members, one from each council district, the mayor, and then those are the nominating groups up there that you see on the screen. That include the Chamber, San Diego Imperial Cavalry Labor Union, ACE, Taxpayers Association, Park and Recs Department. So there's a number of different groups that can feed people into that oversight commission. So the funding is currently set to expire in 2027, in March 2027, unless chosen to be renewed. Continuing this funding, we have a number of infrastructure projects that still need to be completed. So we've done a lot, but there is not an ongoing funding source that would be let us be able to continue to address items as they occur. We would continue to do things like fix potholes, paved streets, sidewalks, curbs, storm drains, things like that. But the other things that we're talking about now, including that we hadn't before, which is things like address homeless encampments and increase cleanup efforts. So with the first Measure P, there were zero FTE attached to it. So the city had an infusion of a $245 million with no staff to do those
yes.
CIP projects, which in retrospect was not something that we probably should have done. But we wanted to prove we could do it. And so this is what we're working on right now. So with it, if we added it, we would be adding at least two additional public works employees to help do with the maintenance. The budget that was just brought through by council was adopted. The city manager's proposed budget became council's proposed budget last night. It will come back in 2 weeks, but that did include two people to work on homeless cleanup efforts. So this would complement that with two additional staff to make it a full group.
Would it be part of that the homeless program that we were talking about last meeting, or is it under
no,
that team
it's,
or
it's
a different
separate.
Team?
It would be housed out of our public works division, but we're working in conjunction. So what they do right now is we have two park rangers that do this, and we're going to add a full public works crew that would have a truck to go and actually do the cleanup. They assist with the homeless coordination person
okay.
that places the people and does the services
okay.
For that group. Because I also oversee homeless.
Okay.
So what this does is requires the public disclosure of all spending. It's continuation of the tax. It doesn't impact, it's not charged to groceries, prescription meds, or things like that. So it's a continuation of what you see now. So here's where we are. We're doing an awareness and building campaign. So kind of going out and just telling everyone what Measure P has done to this time. We'll be returning to council in summer this summer to see if they want to put it on the ballot, and it may be on the 2024 ballot. Quote from our chair. And that is the end of my presentation. Thank you. Any feedback, questions?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really
Labor
successful.
Mm-hmm. On your slide, change the word union to council.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it looks great. Comments from the crew?
No, just sounds like it's
we
okay.
miss you.
We miss you. But we love you.
Often.
We love you too, Tanya. Don't take it. Don't
That's
take
okay.
it.
That's okay. She
I
knows
understand.
What we mean. She
I
misses
do.
Her too.
I do miss
her
too.
All right.
I have to schedule
she's
all,
yeah, you don't
I
get
know.
To just walk into the office.
I guess what? I don't worry about what she's doing.
Yeah,
she
knows
so
what
I'm
she's
like,
doing.
Let me go figure out about homeless.
Yeah.
IT.
Could we ask her what attorney she's assigning to our commission? Appropriate question.
We are working on getting those hired. I would love to be able to tell you as soon as I know.
Okay.
Now
we are eagerly awaiting some.
So if you know of any qualified applicants who might be interested, please let us know.
All right. Action 4.3, consideration to approve the addition of the following classification per civil service rules. Principal Risk Management Specialist.
Yes. Thank you, Commissioners. We are here today to ask you to consider approving the addition of a classification to our classification plan pursuant to Civil Service Rule 1.02A3. We are looking to upgrade a senior risk management specialist position to a principal risk management specialist position. Essentially, as we're evaluating the structure in HR, this would allow us to move a half-time risk management specialist that we currently have to be supervised by this principal risk management specialist. As it stands right now, the individual reports directly to me, and we just feel like this would enhance our workers' comp services in the HR department. So this would just be a change, again, upgrading the position from a senior risk management specialist, adding those supervisory duties, a few other high-level duties.
Upgrading and abolishing or upgrading?
Just upgrading.
Okay. With no backfill?
No.
At this time?
At this time. We have an incumbent that would be qualified for that position.
What's the reporting structure for that group?
Currently, we have two senior risk management specialists and a half-time risk management specialist, and for workers' comp specifically, just one senior risk management specialist and one half-time risk management specialist, and they both report directly to me.
And that person would be supervising as well, right?
Correct. So this would upgrade the senior to a principal so they could supervise the half-time risk management specialist.
I think my only big question on this one would be, it does sound like it's a high-level position,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But the qualifications were only the 4 years of experience, either journey level in risk management, and then 4 years of college. That's a and, right? Not an or.
I believe so, yeah. And then you can substitute experience for education.
For education.
Yeah.
Okay, on a year for year. And so I would, my only other thing then would be to put something in that, and this is a class spec, not an actual bulletin, right?
Yeah, correct. It's a class spec, and okay. I think that's standard language for all of our principals is the...
It is. And it's mirrored off of our existing principal HR analyst.
Okay, because I was just thinking, it doesn't talk about anything like first line, the supervisory...
prior supervisory experience.
Yeah, so that's
it's,
what I was
it's a first. Bit. It's the first level of supervision, so they wouldn't necessarily have that for a principal. Because that is our, even though...
Because it might not.
It's
might
our
not.
Titling convention.
Yeah.
Which we're usually, in some either senior or supervisor, in some cases senior supervised, but in this series, they do not.
Okay. I think that was my...
Yeah, and the bottom of page 4 of the class spec, or page 34 of your materials, minimum qualifications, the ability to supervise,
right.
Train, and evaluate assigned staff. So, yeah, it would be the first line supervisor.
Yeah, I did see that it covers their coordination conduct, especially because it did seem high level. Okay.
I mean, our risk program is huge, and as we've grown, like, we've added so many staff, both in police and fire. We brought on transport, the amount we oversee, so I want to say between one and five years ago, we added that part-time second senior risk management specialist classification in that group, just because they had grown so much and it was too much for one person to handle.
Right.
It really is. The claims
yeah,
are too much, and we probably should have more than that, quite frankly,
right.
Because the volume, the value of the money they're worth, the number of claims is so huge, and so being able to, and I told Tanya she needed to change the reporting structure because everything was reporting to the director, and it's too much.
Yeah, no, that's what I was, it seemed like a whole lot of, like, the level of responsibility extremely high with a principal class, actually, but that's okay.
And the position is represented?
It's a good start.
In HR, it's represented?
It's confidential.
Okay. Any other questions on the commissioners?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve? Anyone?
Yeah, recommend approval.
Okay. Second. Recommended and seconded. Let's take a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, vote passes with everyone saying aye. Thank you very much, team. Any other business?
Thank you. I have one quick staff report, if that's okay.
Please.
The clerk's office and the city manager's office is considering ordering standard business cards for commissioners, and they asked if this commission would be interested in getting... They'd be pre-filled out, and they would essentially say Civil Service Commissioner with some contact information. So they'd be
But not personalized.
Kind of, yeah, not personalized, generic for this commission that you could hand out if needed. Is that something this commission would be interested in having available?
Yeah, it could be available. Sure. I don't know if we would need it, right? Yeah. But it could just be available.
Yeah. Kind of nice just to have a little something if someone asks or you want to direct you. Someone to reach out.
Would you guys like to carry them in your bags?
In your wallets.
Pocket. Suit jacket.
I can.
Take a picture of it. Kind of mixed.
If it had my name on it, yes. But if it's just a random card that has a commission, I think it's a waste of city money, and I'd rather you spend it on filling a pothole.
Especially the one in front of our house.
Apparently. Or
the one in her work.
Her work.
Those are going to be some expensive business cards.
Some pothole.
Okay.
Okay, so consensus of the group?
It's on our property.
Yes, no.
It's just bad.
I'm probably not going to carry one. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will share that feedback. Thank you.
All right, any other staff comments?
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for coming.
Nice to
miss
see
you guys.
All right, chair's comments. I have none. Commissioners, any comments?
No comments.
Nope.
All right. Meeting is adjourned, 5:32 p.m. Thank you.